I say kinging's a good job, Nobby repeated. Short hours. Yeah, yeah, but not long days, said Colon. He gave Carrot a thoughtful look. Ah, there's that, of course. Anyway, my father says being king's too much like hard work, said Carrot. All the surveying and assaying and everything, he drained his pint. It's not the kind of thing for the likes of us. Us, he looked proudly, guards. You all right, Sergeant?
Hmm?
What? Oh, yes, Colon shrugged. What about it anyway? Maybe things turned out for the best. He finished the beer. Let's be off, he said. What time was it? About 12 o'clock, said Carrot. Anything else? Carrot gave it some thought. And all's well, he said.
Right, just testing.
You know, said Nobby, the way you say it, lad, you could almost believe it was true. Let the eye of attention pull back. This is the disc, world and mirror of worlds, borne through space on the back of 4 giant elephants who stand on the back of great Artuin, the sky turtle. Around the rim of this world, the ocean pours off endlessly into the night. At its hub rises the 10-mile spike of the Cori Celesti, on whose glittering summit the gods play games with the fates of men. If you know what the rules are, and who are the players. On the far edge of the disc, the sun was rising. The light of the morning began to flow across the patchwork of seas and continents, but it did so slowly, because light is tardy and slightly heavy in the presence of a magical field. On the dark crescent, where the old light of sunset had barely drained from the deepest valleys, 2 specks, one big, one small, flew out of the shadow, skimmed low across the swells of the rim ocean, and struck out determinedly over the totally unfathomable star-dotted depths of space. Perhaps the magic would last. Perhaps it wouldn't. But then, what does? That is the end of Guards, Guards by Terry Pratchett, and it was read by Nigel Planer.
This has been an ISIS audiobooks production. Please write or phone on 01865 250333 for details of our extensive range of unabridged audiobooks.